get back.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Had Mr. Skin on earlier today. You can download that podcast. Check it out if you missed it. Listen to the whole damn show. Appreciate if you do. We had a nice long email from an ex-prisoner. Spent some time in a prison. Listened to, found the show there, by the way. Like, people find Jesus, people find Todd and Tyler in prison. And you should listen to us for 4 hours every day in a correctional facility in our state.
If we get long letters anymore, it's generally from a prison.
That's not a letter. He's out now.
No, yeah, I know.
But, an email, right?
But generally, when we do get actual mail, it's from a prison.
Always, yeah. And, nice email. Say, listen to us every day. And thank you, by the way. Appreciate that.
Straight. Yeah, he found Jesus, Muhammad, and Todd and Tyler.
We're all hanging out in prison.
It's good to keep yourself busy.
Right.
You said he did notice some people walking backwards.
He did. On some treadmills around town.
Where's he been? A gyms?
Gyms, yeah. Mentioned that. Apparently his gym. It's sweeping the country, Todd.
Yeah, there's up to four or five people doing it now.
Yeah.
You got to start somewhere.
You're cutting edge.
And then walk away from it backwards.
Just like yoga caught on because of you.
No, it was already kind of going when I latched onto that.
That's why you quit. Got too cool.
Kind of been going for about 5,000 years.
Yeah. Wrapping up the players that had Phil Spector in the Deadpool, Pubie Lewis in the news. Ryan Reynolds gets a hit.
Congratulations, Ryan.
As does Spunk Trumpet and Take Me Down to Fist of Dice City. The Sky is Drunk gets a hit. And Yellowstone Blows play Eruption.
Oh, I don't have it ready to go. Damn
I just
it,
told you three times.
You told me like an hour, two, 3 hours ago.
No, and a few minutes ago.
Yeah. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry I wasn't listening.
I heard it.
I apologize. Well, yeah, but the guy has to have to hear it as me, and I didn't hear it.
Right. Well, I assumed you heard it.
Yeah. Yellowstone Blows.
What's going to happen to Yellowstone when Wyoming secedes from the Union?
You have to get a passport.
Yellowstone secedes from the Union.
Oh, no, it's a national park, so it's still part of
but
the
it's in that state.
No, United States of America.
It's in that country, though.
And I don't think Wyoming can claim it.
They're not getting the United States. That's going to be our name still, although we live here. So Ricketts might send us to that state, you know. You might get elected nationally over there somewhere. Yeah.
Was on the state in 1988, Motley Crue manager Doc McGee pleaded guilty to charges after importing over 40,000 pounds of marijuana into the United States. He was given a 5-year suspended prison sentence and fined $15,000.
Only a test.
Motley Crue, 40 years ago they formed. It was their anniversary over the weekend.
They celebrated their 40th anniversary Sunday with a video of the band jamming for the first time that led to the creation of the group. It was Nikki Sixx and Tommy Lee playing with the guy named Greg Leon, and then they got rid of him and brought in Mick Mars and Vince Neil.
It's funny because I've always said this with music.
You can see that on the YouTube.
With music, post-Beatles, rock and roll changed the whole world because there are kids today, 10-year-old kids, their dad turned them on to Motley Crue, and they're in the Motley Crue, and they got together 40 years ago. I'm familiar with people that if you had to go back 40 years, nobody was digging Glenn Miller, you know, I mean, 40 years. I mean, if you're 20, it was 20 years before you were born and you're in the Motley Crue right now. That's what's cool about what rock and roll did to the United States.
It seems to have a little more shelf life, doesn't it?
It totally does. I mean, it totally does. You can like new music. A lot of us do, but a lot of people like retro stuff. 40 years.
Well, there's an attitude to it.
That is it.
Yeah.
It's rock and roll. It changed when the Beatles and when rock and roll changed everything. Because 40 years before that, if it was 1970, 40 years before that was 1930. Nobody was breaking out Scott Joplin. You know, if he was still playing, I don't know. I'm just throwing somebody out there in 1930.
Well, I still say that, you know, guys like me and Nick and, you know, people in their late 30s, 40s, we're the first group that grew up where our parents' music was cool.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah. My dad had some questionable soundtracks. Yeah.
Well,
for the most part, it was cool.
On the whole. Yeah. I mean,
right, musicals.
Yeah,
that's like somebody who attended Woodstock. Let's go back and listen to some ragtime.
Right. It didn't happen.
No.
It didn't happen.
But yet I can go.
And that's what's great about rock and roll is it changed. It's around forever, right?
Yeah, but I can go back and go, well, I'm going to go listen to the stuff my folks were listening to when they were in high school, and it's the Stones and Zeppelin.
Right.
And I mean, it's cool stuff.
Right.
Yeah. I can't believe they have video of the first time Motley Crue jamming together.
Isn't that cool?
That's insane.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to that one guy?
They kicked him out.
Yeah, I was going to say, was he kicked out or did he leave on his own?
What's his name?
Well, remember they kick out a guitar player in the middle of being a dirt. Remember that?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. They kick out a guy.
Because Mick's way better.
Right.
He went and had
Greg Leon. Yeah. Both Greg and Leon spelled the accepted way.
All right.
He's friends with Pete Best.
Yep.
Oh, he's still working. Quiet Riot, Dokken.
Oh, he played with everybody back when he joined other bands.
Sweet 19 with Gary Holland.
Made a living off being the new guy?
Yeah, probably.
Yep.
Good news for smokers.
Finally.
Yeah.
Been searching for that for years, and you finally come up with something.
Oh, you get the vaccine first?
Yep.
I figured that. Which I think
that's crap.
It is crap.
I spent my whole life trying to. I mean, that's one thing I never did was smoke cigarettes, and I'm thinking, I stayed healthy. I should get awarded for that. Nope.
No, I don't have a problem with that. If they're more susceptible,
they're not going to.
Then they should get in line.
Well, yeah, no, but they're susceptible by choice.
Yes,
I guess.
Yeah,
but
it should be age before smoking.
But in the end, their susceptibility does affect all of us.
And if they are living with smoking and dying with COVID.
They're more susceptible of actually dying. We're all susceptible to getting it.
Yeah.
Getting it is equal.
They are considered high risk for severe COVID-19 symptoms.
Right. Yeah.
And the federal guidelines say that smokers should be eligible for the vaccine in the early phases of distribution. Right now, New Jersey and Mississippi currently offering the vaccine to smokers under the age of 65. Several other states have included smokers among those next in line, but have not opened that phase yet.
I saw Washington State's governor, who's really cool. It's like teaming up with like Starbucks and another big, huge corporation with all kinds of money to get the vaccination quicker to all the people in Washington State. This is where the problem is going to be. If you have a governor who sucks, and we do, there's no big mass deal happening.
No, they don't care.
And he doesn't care. He doesn't care. You know, now hopefully Biden taking over will change that, and there'll be some federal stuff, and that's what they're saying.
But if the feds reach out, why would the states turn that down?
Just to prove a point.
Hey, like Craig always says, when you're running for the election, you have to say no to Biden.
For the same reason you turned down Medicare?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Just to spite the other side?
Yeah,
so it's on record that you did it.
Does that surprise you?
Yeah, no. He's not a commie.
Ricketts has the shot. He's got the shot right now.
Yeah, but so does Nick, so obviously there's a low bar.
There is.
Nick's on the front lines of nothing. I don't get that. but good for Nick. Good for Nick. I tweeted out, because I had the stat here from CNN about how many people actually have been vaccinated in the United States. And it's so small. I mean, it wasn't the number, it was a percentage.
Is it less than 10?
It's really brutal. Oh, here it is.
Oh, yeah.
This Tapper, CNN, 17 hours ago. Fewer than 0.5% of Americans have been vaccinated. 0.5.
Yeah, that's not many.
No. And, you know, I know they say wait around. It's coming. I understand that. But what, August?
The pace is going to have to pick up.
It's got to pick up. And
they keep saying they want 100 million doses in the first 100 days. Yeah. Okay.
And that day
make it happen.
Well, no, that day's going to have to start tomorrow.
Yeah.
The
Biden administration said that.
Because Trump has given up and never did anything, never cared. Never cared. Nikki had a nice text to us last night. Tonight is the last night Trump gets to sleep in the White House.
That is.
That's 4 years of heavy drug and alcohol use for us. Now, the 4 years before that was the same thing.
Yeah.
So, but still, I was drinking from a
different motivation.
Yeah, different motivation.
Different excuses.
Thank you, yeah.
Yeah, we were celebrating.
I was celebrating the 4 years.
Black man being
not trying to forget.
Yeah, like tomorrow he's got to, you know, take his toothbrush.
Yep.
No, somebody will probably grab that for him. I don't think if you're the president, you're like, oh, no, I forgot my toothbrush.
Who was walking out with a bust of Lincoln? They had a photo of somebody walking out of the White House with a bust of Lincoln.
They think they were looting the place.
Oh, that wasn't from his personal collection?
That's what they're saying. They don't think it was. They don't think it was.
I think that stuffed pheasant might have been from somebody's personal collection.
Yeah.
Teddy Roosevelt killed that.
Yeah, I think he was.
It's been there ever since.
Yeah. They had to document all the taxidermy that's left over.
Out of Nebraska, Lincoln State Senator Anna Wishart.
We love Anna.
Introduced a new bill that would legalize the medical marijuana in Nebraska.
Did we try this already?
This is a new bill that would legalize medical marijuana in Nebraska. She introduced it to the legislature.
Yeah,
this is not a ballot initiative.
There's talk in the legislature, but that doesn't mean the rednecks from out west are going to not vote it down because they will.
There's already a new ballot initiative to put medical marijuana on the November 22 ballot.
Gotta wait for then.
Omaha Senator Justin Wayne also introduced a new bill to legalize recreational use of the cannabis for Nebraskans 21 and older.
Good for you, dude.
Yes, he is.
Do it.
State Senator Anna Wishart wrote that she's met so many brave people that inspire her, veterans who've lost limbs in war serving our country, cancer survivors, people with debilitating pain who refuse to give up, and kids who suffer from seizures at a young age and still show up to their life with a smile. All these Nebraskans
and Todd
deserve the right to access a plant-based medicine that has evolved with humans for over 10,000 years. None of them should be treated like criminals in our state.
And the brain drain is going to get serious the more states that legalize it and the more we stay behind. Serious.
What did the recreational guy say? Hey, let's get baked.
Basically.
No, that's not like him. No, that's not like him.
He did say stop helping.
Yeah. He did call up and say, guys, stop helping.
Well, we're not going to stop helping. It should be recreational, by the way.
Well, it's going to be.
It's going to be. Exactly. It's going to be. They're fighting a losing battle.
Apparently, LeBron put up a something, not exactly sure, put it up on the Instagram about his upcoming movie Space Jam, A New Legacy, and people love it.
Well, I haven't seen that movie. You told me he's really funny in the Bill Hader thing. I've never watched that.
The 1996 original Space Jam with Michael Jordan?
No. He's talking about...
No, I never saw that either, Craig.
It was Trainwreck, I believe, is the one he was in with Amy Schumer.
He's pretty good.
He's not bad in that.
He's pretty funny.
He's got some acting chops.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't seen him act alongside a cartoon rabbit, but we'll see.
That's the real test.
I never saw Space Jam, Craig. I was no kids at the time, no grandkids. I just didn't see it. You know, it wasn't my age group.
Right, and then it's old enough to where you don't necessarily pull it back out if you haven't seen it and show the kids.
Well, oh, yeah.
Because it was 96.
Yeah, the kids ever. Yeah, my kids, they were born well after that. So
I viewed it recently.
My kids watched it.
Well, yours would have.
For sure.
But mine, too.
I didn't watch it.
Are the Quad City DJs going to be on the next soundtrack?
Yeah. We can only hope.
It's scheduled for a mid-July release in theaters and on HBO Max. It's already gotten 3 million likes.
It's literally
posted it.
It's literally like a 3-second clip. Of him and Bugs, and it's like one shot. I just looked at it.
That's it? Okay.
An independent game developer hoping to create a game about colonizing Mars promised to reach out to SpaceX and Tesla CEO Elon Musk every day for a year or until he got a response to his request for permission to use Elon Musk's name and SpaceX's logo in this game.
Okay.
After 154 tweets, the guy finally got a reply last week. Musk tweeted back to the developer.
No, no, no.
You can steal our name / logos, and we probably won't sue you.
Oh, you can have it then.
Oh.
That's cool.
Probably.
Probably, yeah.
Well, yeah, you got to give me. He's got money, so how about give me a better, you know.
Yeah, and Elon Musk is going to have a better lawyer than you.
Right.
He also the developer also said he'd give 80% of the profits from the game to SpaceX. He said in that
80%.
Way. Yeah, he said in that way the game will not only serve the important purpose of entertaining people and arousing their interest in Mars, but will also help Elon Musk and SpaceX to achieve this.
That's a little generous.
Yeah, it's upwards of $40.
And that. It may be nothing. Yeah, the guy's just working on this game.
Where's a game where I can colonize Uranus, Craig?
That ain't no game.
that's serious business.
So the Pro Bowl this year is being done Madden style?
Yeah, I guess.
Unnecessary.
They're calling it the Pro Bowl Celebration.
But it's on like just web. It's on web. It's not on regular TV,
no,
right?
It's on social media.
It's on social media, right?
Social media platform.
Yeah. There's something on TV. It might not be that, but there's some sort of thing.
No,
on.
I don't think they're going to put that on the network.
No, I saw it was all social media platforms. I saw the commercial for it. They're not going to put that in the network because nobody's going to watch that. Because people that are really into that would rather watch social media stuff anyway.
You ever sat around and watch your kids play Madden?
Now,
I've been known to sit around and watch the kids play Madden.
Well, you've been known to sit around.
You're sitting around. They just happen to be playing Madden.
Were you stoned when this was going on?
Quite likely.
Okay.
No, my son got rid of all his video stuff, his gaming system and everything. But when he played it, I played a couple times with him and I sucked at it. No, I never watched him play it.
Yeah, I'm not going to check out the virtual Pro Bowl.
No, I didn't watch the real one. I didn't watch the real Pro Bowl for years. Why am I going to watch the virtual one?
That one's dumb.
Yeah.
Like the lines of scrimmage, they hike the ball and they'll just stand there.
You know
there.
Who's going to watch that? Is guys who are in it.
That's it.
They're going to see how their character does.
Right.
I'd have shaken that tackle. They're all going to be cackling with each other over Twitter.
When are you guys going to be celebrating the week after that in the Super Bowl? Either the Packers or the Chiefs going to win that Super Bowl.
Unless.
You got to get there first.
Unless it's the Bills and the Bucks.
That'd be great.
That would be the best.
Yeah, everybody wants to see Tom Brady win again.
No, they don't.
I thought that would be the best.
I want to see Brady beat Rodgers. No, I don't. I don't really care about that. I'll be honest with you. Those two. One of them losing is the best thing could have happened. Best thing could happen, neither team be in the playoffs. I'll give you that. But now that they are in the playoffs, the best thing can happen is they're facing each other. Because I'd hate Rodgers and Brady equally. So whoever loses, it's win.
Bills and Bucks would be ideal.
And Bills Packers.
And
Chiefs Bucks would be okay.
Chiefs and Bucks would be all right. As long as the Packers aren't in the equation.
Yeah. So you're cheering for Brady?
I'm cheering for whoever is playing against the Green Bay Packers.
Yes. I'm just making sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a Brady fan this week.
Okay.
See, I feel like the Chiefs are like this close to becoming the new Patriots. Like,
easily.
I'm just getting fatigued from them being
winning a bunch.
And the media. And you know, I mean, Patrick Mahomes could fart on a snare drum and ESPN would make a 1-hour special out of it.
Send me the clip.
They kiss your boy's ass too. They love Rodgers.
But Mahomes is the guy now.
Yeah. Always blaming the media.
Yes. I know.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, Rodgers is getting his ass sucked.
Oh, yeah, for years, yeah.
Right, totally. And not returning the favor.
Yeah.
And deservedly
that's so. Bad at sex. Yeah.
He's the MVP this year.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the great point I saw, you know, is they're late in the season, that Miami-Las Vegas game when Fitzpatrick had that throw where his helmet was getting twisted off. You know, it's like just if Mahomes had made that throw – there'd be a statue of it outside of ESPN.
Oh, you're a boy too. You cannot be a back. You can't know. They suck
I certainly
Rogers
can.
Ass just as much.
I absolutely can.
They suck Rodgers' ass just as much as Mahomes.
And Rodgers deserves it.
He's just won the one Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, he's only won one.
Yeah.
That's one more than the Vikings, Craig. I'll say
Thank
it for you.
Yeah. No. I'm sure everybody knows.
It's a win-win. Brady,
yes, they do.
For me, Brady Rodgers is a win-win.
See, that's why I'm surprised you're on the Chiefs bandwagon, is because they're getting to be that Patriots level of they're just always there.
I'll be honest with you, Puss. I want the Chiefs to beat the Browns, and they did. And if they would have ended up playing the Ravens, I was for the Chiefs too. the two most hated teams I had left were the Browns and the Ravens.
Sure.
For likely
that
reasons.
That makes sense.
Right. I hated both of
them. No, Chiefs got to win the Super Bowl this year if they want to get on to Patriots.
Well, right. There are ways to be honest with you,
I'm
Patriots
I'm for the Bills Sunday. I know once that game's on, I'll be rooting for the Bills. But I want if your boys win, I'm rooting for the Bills completely.
Sure. I expect that.
No, if your boys lose, excuse me. If the Packers lose, I will root for the Bills completely. Once again, who I root for doesn't mean anything. You can sit on any side of the couch and root for your team.
Yeah, but what shirt are you wearing?
Thank you. It doesn't mean anything.
God. Although, I don't even know. I'm going to like look forward to this game all week and then just be beside myself and like wondering why I even care at all while it's on.
You had a great point, and I like that in our text chain. You said being a football fan is bad for my health. And I get myself caught up watching a game and get all angry and pissed, and I realize the greater things are more important. And you do settle down a little bit. You put that in your head. You go, oh, it's a game.
Yeah.
But it's a nice distraction. Yeah,
but no, the distraction's
it's
fine.
It's a nice distraction.
But the next day,
I think it could be a very unhealthy distraction.
I think it's very unhealthy, too.
Some people stress a little more than others.
Oh, I think so, too.
When it comes to their team.
But then you realize win or lose the next day, nobody cares. I mean, really, nobody cares.
Patriots the last team to go back-to-back?
Mm-hmm. 03-04.
Okay. Yeah. It's been a while.
We'll get to the end of a game and realize like that game on Sunday, I didn't sit down the entire game.
Oh, really?
I'm just pacing around like a lunatic.
So now you have to pace that exact same way this week because it worked.
I don't know. We just got some new lamps that went on the side of the TV, so that's probably going to ruin everything.
Let's hope.
We're done for.
Yeah, that's a jinx right there.
You can blame your wife. She bought those lamps, and then now the Chiefs are going to lose.
And remember that if your team loses and you have to come back in here in the morning, that's you guys, that's both you guys. Because, you know, Todd and I won't pick on you guys at all.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know, you reach this point and that's what you get.
That's it. Yeah.
That's what you get.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You
got to pay the price.
Everybody else is jealous.
On this show, you got to pay the price.
Yeah, everybody else is jealous because they want their teams to be there.
Yeah, and then when you lose, we love rubbing it in.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, I won't gloat. I'll just be happy
you
inside.
Will.
Oh, I'll gloat.
You're gloating at the thought of it.
Oh, yeah.
Thought of gloating, you're gloating.
But I'm doing it inside.
Where everyone else can hear you?
No, right. I'll gloat out. I'll gloat out loud.
Well, you have to be all mock draft on the outside.
All right. Well, we got three more days to talk about this, guys.
I'm sure it's going to get better.
And then Monday, I still think it's going to be the Chiefs and the Packers in the Super Bowl. And that's bad for me and Todd. I've got to hear you guys whining for 2 weeks.
Yeah. I'm well prepared for worst case scenario.
Yeah, me too. Man.
And that's it. It's probably going to happen.
Mr. Skin on the podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com. Now available on Spotify also, wherever you get your podcast. Patronize the advertisers. Thank you for listening. Join us tomorrow.
See you then.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.